Paul Long is going to tell us how to use Facebook Messenger to drive you more valuations and more pound notes. Paul, talk to me. Right. In a previous video, we talked about how Facebook advertising has certain objectives, and we've already spoken about the traffic objective, but there's the messenger objective, which sounds awfully voodoo language to me, but what does that mean in real world to all these estate agents that have probably only just logged onto Facebook for the first time?
No, that's fine. Most people are using Messenger now. You know, so Messenger is an app which Facebook provides where you can talk to people, very similar to text message, you know.
Yes.
It's instant messaging. It is fast becoming one of the key communication channels, you know, and the Facebook is really pushing Messenger. They want it to be...
Oh, you just keep getting messages. Yeah, a little... Someone sent you a message and it's join Messenger. You think, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they're really pushing it. And they want it to be the number one business platform in probably 4 to 5 years' time, you know.
Okay.
Email has always been the number one. But as you know, with email, only 20% of emails probably get read.
True.
You know, and that's probably a good open rate. With Messenger, it's 80 to 90% open rate. Delivery rate is 90% plus. So you put a message out on Messenger, 89% of people are going to see that. And so with the messenger objective, if you set up an advert or campaign using Messenger, when people see your post in the newsfeed and they click on it, it forces them down the Messenger route. So they'll end up in their Messenger app.
So they see your advert.
Yeah.
So obviously the advert's got to be good enough for them to click on it, which comes back to good content,
exactly.
but we've talked about that before. They click on it, and instead of going to a website, it opens up what a messenger or like a little texty message.
So there'll be a flow of messages that you've pre-set up. Okay.
Because surely if they're going to Messenger, you have to be there 24/7, don't you?
Well, this is the great thing. Facebook gives you two options. You can create a sequence of pre-loaded messages, so you can decide how the flow is going to go. Or you can create a very large in-depth bot, you know, to deal with these messages.
A bot?
Yes,
a bot. A bot, that does sound awfully war for worlds.
Is
that a chatbot?
It is a chatbot, yeah.
Okay.
It's
So go on then, what's a chatbot then?
So a chatbot is
go on.
Now this one is hard to explain. So a chatbot is set up to answer simple questions, the questions you get asked all the time. So it's programmed to answer these questions by a flow of questions and answers.
Oh, a bit like so it will come up with a question, and it says if the punter says this, go to this question, and if the punter says this, go to this question.
Yeah.
And then if they answer that way, then go this way or go that way.
Yeah, so it guides them down the route that they want to go.
A bit down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, a bit down the rabbit hole. So, for example, you could have a bot on your website, which I strongly recommend, and when someone clicks to talk to the bot, it'll ask them if they're a vendor or landlord or buyer.
Yes.
Or looking to rent. As soon as they identify who they are, it then ask them another question. So you're looking to rent a property.
Yes.
How many bedrooms are you looking for? They get options to click on 1, 2, 3, 4 bedrooms. They click on that, and then the bot will say, here you go, here's a link to our latest rental properties that we think are suitable, and then they can click on.
So where does one buy one of these bots? Does one go to Amazon and type in a state agency bot? And...
No, there's quite a... There is a company called ManyChat who have created software where people can create their own bots. It is quite easy for some people. Some people, they just find it too complicated. Just depends how much you enjoy digital.
Do you enjoy doing it?
Yeah, probably just a bit.
I mean, maybe, would you be happy for agents to pick the phone up to you or send you a message through, hey, message, you like that, don't you, through Facebook? It's Paul Long. And ask questions on the best way to do that.
Yeah. I think I'm always happy to talk to people. It is a complicated area, you know. And with Facebook, 80% of Facebook an agent will never use, but the 20% that's there is still a lot to take.
So basic bottom line is, as long as you're not an agent in Sidcup, sorry guys, you're happy to talk anyone to pick up the phone and have a chat with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff.
And we can explain how things work.
Excellent. Well, there you go, boys and girls. we've learnt the second best objective, or one of the top three objectives on Facebook advertising, which was Messenger. And in the next video, we're going to talk about how you can use video to really drive business for you. So thanks very much, Paul. Thank you.
No problem.
Cheers.